I'm going to invite some of our men to come and prepare to serve communion. This is the family meal. Jesus died on the cross for my sins. He paid that price in full so justice could be done, and yet grace could be offered to sinners like me so that I could be welcomed in. If you've never received that gift, if you've never acknowledge before God, yes, I'm a sinner, I understand what I deserve before a holy God. I don't want that. I don't want what I deserve. But I understand you offer forgiveness, cleansing, transformation for all who would run to you, hide in Jesus. I want that. Right now, run to Jesus, call out to him, say, I'm a sinner, would you forgive my sins? Would you cover me, clothe me in your righteousness? I don't want to hide from you anymore. I want to run open and transparent and honest to you and allow you to deal with the mess I've made and fix it and transform it and make me new inside, so that I can walk in a way that's pleasing to you, in the power not of my own, but in the power of the Holy Spirit. I'd invite you simply right where you are right now, do business with God. He can hear you. Your cry will come to his ears, and he promises when you cry out, recognizing you're a sinner and you need him, he bends the heavens and comes down, and he answers that prayer right here, right now. So I'd invite you, cry out to him, confess your sins to him, receive his forgiveness, revel in the good news that Jesus is your righteousness, that he has clothed you, and that's how the Father views you now, no longer who you once were. That you is gone, dead and buried. The new you, after the image of Jesus, the beloved Son. That's how the Father views you. We'll serve bread and juice, reminders of what it cost, the infinite price that was paid, that God the Son left his Father's side to come to be crucified, to bear the Father's wrath against what you deserve, your sin, so that you could enjoy what he deserves as the only beloved Son. If you're a believer, if you receive that gift, take bread and juice, reflect on what Jesus did for you. Hold that in your hand once we've all been served. We'll give him thanks and take that as a body of believers together. Father, thank you for your amazing grace. Jesus, thank you for coming, for taking my sin, my shame, my guilt, meeting fully the perfect demands of justice, paying my price in full, and extending to me, crediting to me, the perfect gift of your perfect righteousness. Thank you. We receive a good gift from your hand. All we can say is thank you. We worship you. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to cleanse your heart, your conscience, your hands. Drink.